There's a bright above in the morning to come. The bright says, bring them up later to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, they were on a boat, and they built Rabbi Akiva built a boat, built a sukkah on top of the boat. Okay? And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good, if you have it on a boat, it's no good. And Rabbi Akiva says, it's fine, it's acceptable, you can have it on a boat, that's fine. The next day, a wind came along and blew the sukkah away. So Gamliel says to Rabbi Akiva, what happened to your sukkah? Where's your sukkah gone? Yeah? Okay. So I'm not sure what the umkuk of the. Okay, so the Abaya said that he comes to explain the machlokes. He said like this, that if the sukkah would be able to would not be able to stand in a ruach matura of the dry land, then everyone agrees it's no good. Even Rabbi Akiva would hold the sukkah no good. If it can't stand in a regular wind of the dry land, it's no good. And on the other hand, if it just can't stand in a ruach she'ina matzia of the dry land, which is the same as the ruach matzia of the sea, it blows more than the sea, then everyone will agree that's fine. As long as it can stand in a ruach matzia of the dry land, even though it can't stand in a ruach she'ina matzia of the dry land, I think I said that wrong, just give me a second. The Achron Amar says she'ina matzia of the she'ina matzia of the she'ina matzia. If it's a regular wind of the dry land, if it can't stand in that, everyone holds it no good. If it can stand in a roof of the dry land, everyone agrees it is good. Okay? Where's the machloket? If it can't stand in a roof she'ena matzuya of the dry land, which is the same as a roof matzuya of the yard. Okay, so there's three diagrams. That's going to be on the list. But let's say that. You've basically got three diagrams of a wind. Okay, you've got a ruach matzuya of dry land. Okay, that's the basic. It has to be able to withstand that. That everyone knows. Okay, on the other extreme, you've got a ruach she'ena matzuya on the sea. Okay. Yeah, that no one holds it has to withstand that. Okay, a ruach she'ena matzuya on the sea. Okay, yeah.
What?
If it cannot withstand a ruach she'ena matzuya of the dry land, which equals the same thing as a ruach matzuya of the yam. A ruach she'ena matzuya of the land is the same as a ruach matzuya of the sea.
And third level is storm.
Yeah.
Storm, everybody agrees, it's no problem.
Okay. The Nakuda that we're going to get to, as I've been pointing out, is don't forget this, sukkah is in the yam. Okay? Okay? So let's hold that. Okay, so that's that. That's a machloket. The Gemara, the machloket, the Gemara says over there. Why I said it is because from Gamliel Tosfos, because he holds to be a sukkah keva. Yeah, we have to touch on all of that. The sukkah doesn't have to be keva; it can be a temporary dwelling place. Yeah, so for us, we're the kiva. Therefore, the fact that it can't withstand an abnormal wind on the land is not a problem because it can withstand a normal wind. That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. Okay, but Rami Gamliel holds no. You need to make a more permanent structure. Therefore, just like your house would also withstand an abnormal wind. Yeah, people wouldn't make their house if an abnormal wind would be able to blow it down. They wouldn't do that. Therefore, the sukkah also has to be like that. Okay, that's what Rami Gamliel holds. And Rami Gamliel says no. I don't think it all has to be the temporary structure. So the fact that it can't withstand an abnormal wind is not a problem.
Okay, the next situation because Rebbe Gamliel thinks that normal winter seeds would not destroy sukkah.
A normal winter will
destroy sukkah or not?
This sukkah will destroy it.
In this case, why he built it?
Within the next few days, it could be destroyed.
So right now, I don't understand from beginning anything.
Why?
Forget about machlok. You cannot build sukkah in order to be destroyed.
We told you that.
Yes, you told me.
I didn't tell you that.
You cannot start midway to be destroyed. You cannot lachakil start something in the midway to be destroyed.
Sorry, I didn't make that. No. Okay. There is such a concept, but okay.
I need to understand.
Okay. The thing is,
if you're constantly worried that trunks fall down because it's common in the sea for there to be roof chains and studios,
yeah.
So then you're missing out on take your thing. Do it because you're afraid it's going to fall.
There is a cloud called that we need a sukkah for shivas for 7 days. Okay. The cloud exactly why it doesn't apply here. Sometimes it does. Okay. Maybe it's only true for the tzchach. Maybe it is a cloud. Okay. On the studio, we're not getting involved in that now. Okay.
Good.
I'm only telling it to you now. I didn't tell it to you before. Okay. But all right. Okay, so that's one Gemara. We're holding that Gemara. Then there's another Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says that kol machita she'ein yechol la'amod beruach metsua ein machita. Any machita which can't stand in a regular wind, yeah, is not a machita. Okay. The Gemara brings the kasha from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to make a sukkah between the trees. Yeah, you can use trees as your machita. Okay. There's a few trees, you can put your stuff on top, and you're allowed to use that as a filter. Okay. The Gemara asks the Tasha, if it's true what you're saying that has to be able to stand in a roof and a sphere, so how can you do this? Okay. And Rashi understands. Rashi explains that the pshat over here is different to what we said before. The pshat over here is that when the world asks the kasha that you need a machita that's able to stand in a wind, it can't move around. Whereas the Rashi just, it shouldn't go backwards and forwards. Okay? Rashi understands differently to what the world said before. It's not that it's totally going to blow away. Yeah? It's just, it shouldn't move up and down. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara's got a kasha. What do you mean? How can you make the sukkah between the trees? It's also going to blow. So those machitas are no good. The machitas are any cholera lama of the world was there. How can you do it? Says the Gemara, no.
Because those trees wave in the wind.
Exactly. Trees wave in the wind. Okay.
Does that have a cloth following them? Doesn't that have the branches over the camera?
If you put other, let's say you were a couple of other days, if you clear out the tiny or whatever, Okay. The Gemara answers that we're talking about hard trees, old trees, they've got solid, the trunks are solid, they're not moving around. Then the grass, very nice. But what about sometimes you also use the branches, and the branches do move around. So it's not basically you tighten them up. You tighten up the way they're not going to move around, and that's why it's okay. Okay? Fine, that's the one. Okay. Now, the Imik Brasa says, I don't understand. What's the other one we have? Okay? What's wrong with these mechitzas? So what are they going to go around? Why by him? These mechitzas, they're not going anywhere. Why is that a problem with mechitzas? They're staying there, they're staying good. What's the problem? What is the problem with mechitzas? We understand that previous Gemara, we understand that those mechitzas are flying away, you don't have mechitzas anymore, okay? That I understand. What's the problem here? Why is there a problem, the fact that the mechitzas just go around? Say the Imak Rocha like this. Ask some of you who raised the side of it. Let's go back to exactly more over there by the case where the sukkah in the boat. Okay. The sukkah was in the boat. Yeah? On the sea. So, what do we want to say? That Rebbe Akiva says that as long as it can withstand a wind of the yavasa, of the dry land, that's the sukkah. Yeah. But it's not on the dry land. It's in the sea. It's going to blow away any second. Why is the moisture the dry land? The moisture should be the sea. It's now in the sea. It's going to blow away. We're calmer than a regular wind in the sea. So why are we looking at the dry land? Who cares? What's the dry land got to do with anything? Have I got the classic there?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. But you're right. But why do we care about the dry land? The soot is on the sea. So why is the moisture the dry land? The moisture should be the sea. Let's see, what's the normal wind in the sea? But, would that blow it away or not? That's what we should be looking at.
You can say the fish.
Okay, why?
Because in the place when all the wind ended in the sea. Because you can't say from this place to different standards. What you can't say right now with this question? The standards from the sea should be different than the standards from the land.
Okay.
And because of different standards, why ask some questions? And my point is that even on land, there are different towns. In the one town, there are storms all the time. You can say right now, we are seeing that these storms are normal for this town. You still have town because you still can live in this block. So right now, the question by itself is very interesting. It assumes that this could be even standard.
Yeah, okay, but if we go back, the assumption behind the question is that the mechitza has to be able to stand up.
Right.
So then it should be toilet on each place. If I'm in a place where it's going to stand in a regular wind, fine, if it's not, then not. Yeah? I should be looking at the place. Not a different place. This place, can it stand up? Is it going to stay here for sukkah, let's say? Yes? Very good. No good. Why are we looking at a different place? What's the different place supposed to be? You're just saying it should be a uniform. But at least what the hanukkah of the council is, yes, but that's irrelevant with regard to the people. So what we care about with the people is it going to survive or not going to survive? So if it's not, if it's in the sea, let's see, will it survive in the sea? Okay? Right, huh? It's all in Gambia. Okay? Fine. So, says the Imak Brasa.
Rabbi Akiva.
Okay. So, says the Imak Brasa like this. You misunderstood. Okay, we're going to see there are those who explain like this. Do explain like this. He says, you misunderstood class in Mechitza. Yeah? What is a Mechitza? I think that's the one Mr. Gottman is trying to say, which is, it's not such that it has to be able to be only made in this thing. That's not the rule. That's not the rule. Mechitza is halacha moshim etzina. Okay, that's more already. Yeah, and there's certain criteria for mechitza. It has to be 10 tefachim high. It has to be has to be made up of tannin. Has to be made up of sefi. That's what we learned last week. I can't explain halacha moshim etzina. There's certain rules to qualify for mechitza. One other rule of mechitza is the strength of a mechitza. A mechitza is something that has to be able to omit in a real mitzvah. And which kind of real mitzvah? Real mitzvah of yavasha. That's what we care about. It's not in the yavasha. I don't care. It's not a practical thing. It's not a practical thing. That's the whole point. It's not a practical thing. It's the strength of the mechitza. Mechitza is something. It's only qualified as a mechitza if it can be omit a real mitzvah. Which type of real mitzvah? Real mitzvah of the yavasha. That's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. Yeah. As long as it can withstand a real mitzvah of the yavasha, even though it's in the sea, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's going to blow away tomorrow. I don't care. But right now, it's a good mechitza. Right now, if it were to blow away and I don't have a mechitza, then obviously that's not good. But call mind that the mechitza is there. That's a great mechitza and it's a kasher sukkah. Very good.
Very nice.
Okay.
Let's get back to what's that. the standard of building soup. As soon as I follow this standard, I don't care about anything else.
Very good. You need like a movement of the behemoth. The behemoth by itself is a strong behemoth. It could stay there. Yeah, the wisdom would be slower. Okay, fine, very good. Okay, so there's the aim of Baraka, and that's just also by the second category. Up to now we just said that if it blows away entirely, in Yabasha, that's not good enough. There's the aim of Baraka. There's another criteria, you know what? It can't move around even if... Okay, we'll try maybe get exactly how much. It can't move around in a Rosh Hashanah either. Yeah, even though it's staying still, it's not going anywhere. It's staying from the Mechitza, it's staying there, the Mechitza is still there. Doesn't matter. That's also a sign of the strength of Mechitza. Mechitza is something, just like it can't be, it needs to be something that doesn't blow away in the Rosh Hashanah, also it can't move around in the Rosh Hashanah. That's another factor in the Mechitza. That's something that Rocha learns that chat. And so there we said, Vignaka Mina. Let's say you've got a chaser, okay? And you make your sukkah at a proper wall that goes high up, yeah? And the wind doesn't come inside it. And you make your Mechitza inside it. So you put canvas walls, you don't tie them, there's no wind going to touch it. Because you've got a proper solid brick wall just around it. Nothing's going to touch it. So you say, Morocco, that's no good. Of course that's no good. Because I don't care whether practically it's going to move around. That's irrelevant. It's different for how strong this Mechitza is. This is not a strong Mechitza. It can, in theory, blow move around. That's no good. Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah pattern like that.
Right.
Okay.
They interact with the staff. I think we mentioned last week, one halakha of mechitza is, you can't have mechitza tefillah. Mechitza tefillah means the mechitza which is hanging in the air. Hanging in the air means you have to get to the ground. We said if it's within 3 tefachim, that's okay, that's covered, that's fine. But if it's a bit more than 3 tefachim, or so not more, once it's 3 tefachim or above, that's called a mechitza tefillah. The fact that you see a type of goods get underneath, that's not that's not a mechitza. Okay. So, if you've got a canvas tree, whatever, mechitza, and the wind could blow that, so it's going to blow up. And it's going to, it can blow it up, so they won't be 3 tefachim. Or, on the top, your staff has to be, your soybean has to be, not touching, but at least in line with your staff. Okay. It has to be like this. It doesn't have to be touching, it has to be in line with it. And 3 tefachim is also okay. But let's say it's like this, and if the wind comes, it's going to blow it a little bit further away, so it's going to be out of the range of 3 tefachim. So you mean your staff won't be on top of your mechitza. That's also a problem. So here's the fascination of it, that's the problem with this wind blow. It's a very practical thing. The fact that, so even though now it's in line, or it's within 3 tefachim on the ground, but the fact that a regular wind can blow this away, can make it halakhically invalidate your sukkah, therefore that's not a valid mechitza even now.
Okay. And therefore, one question. What is going to do with the Rabbi Akiva on the board?
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. That's the Chazanish himself asked that. Do you hear what he's asking? Yeah? Because what Rabbi Akiva says, you see from Rabbi Akiva, that it's not really a practical thing. Yeah? That the fact that the Moise on the sea was really the Basha, it's not a practical thing. So the Chazanish says like this. All we see over there is that, in a sense, to be made from. Yeah? That even though where it is now is no good, yeah, it's no good now, yeah, because it can be run away. I don't care. The fact that in theory on a dry land, if it would withstand the wind, that's okay. Over here, Right now, it's a great machinza. The wind hasn't moved it yet. Right, so to be machmir, to puzzle it, that we haven't found. That we don't have tomorrow. The only one we found is to be makel. Yeah? Okay? To makel. It's going to move, but it, by the sea, it's moving away. Yeah?
Right now, I lost the language. I built this canvas sukkah. I know that it will move more than this one, but right now it will look beautiful. Not eat fast. But I know tomorrow morning it will be more than 8-5. No?
Right.
What can you tell me to do?
It was a beautiful soup. Unbelievable soup.
Yeah. Right now.
So right now, I have like even know that this beautiful soup will fall apart. The soup will move on. And the condition is fine. But that's not good.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going for me to do it. Right now, I would like to be a Bakiva. And after the race, I said, I'm captain, and you look right now unbelievable.
No,
right.
So in theory they can blow around, but they're not going to blow around.
Right.
So what will the Chazanish say about that case?
It's fine.
Huh?
It's fine.
Very good. Chazanish says it's fine. You want to say no? Okay, let's speak out why it's fine. Chazanish says that the whole ball was a practical thing. Is a regular wind able and will it puzzle your machita? Will blow it too high? Will blow the cut away? Out of sync with the sun. That's the problem. Okay. So if you're in a situation where the machita is hanging great and there's no possibility of the wind ever doing anything to it, even though it's just because of a wall outside, so the Chazon Ish, that is okay.
Since the wind goes exactly against Gemara, because Gemara says that if you blow or build something between two cliffs, and there is plenty of shade, you can build a really bad car. Because
But
Gemara says, forget about this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Okay, we're running out of time a little bit. The Torah brings the Rabbeinu Peret that says that it's not right if you make it a sukkah of canvas, so even though it can withstand the wind, whatever your definition of that is, you tie it up, the wind won't blow it, okay? Fine. But it's not right to do it like that. You shouldn't do it like that. Okay? Why? Because maybe the wind will come and undo some of the tide, and you'll be left with a machitza she'en yichol l'amad b'ruch m'stir. So don't do it like that. Okay? Yeah. The Arach HaShulchan says it's pretty evident, okay?
The
chashash
is that maybe the wind will blow off some of the tide,
because
then it's not
going to
be
a ruch m'stir. That's right now it is. Well, Okay, I'm just, okay. Fine. So he says you shouldn't use a canvas one, even though as the same ik if you tie it up, even though ikka then it's fine. Yeah, look at from the car, you see that even though maybe even if it's gonna move a little bit even, yeah, it is fine. That's the case with the cheese. The cheese. Okay, there's that, right?
It's like it's a
maybe it will happen. Okay. You shouldn't use the urea, where you, even if you tie it up, because it's a chashat, then maybe it will become undone, and that will, and you'll be left with a roof, you'll be left with a mafisa that cannot be omitted in a roof mafisa. Okay. But, fine. So, and again, but in ikka then it is okay. So it says you can put cunning inside. You can make your walls out of cunning. Yeah? You stick them around, okay, and that's okay. So now how many walls do you have to have these sticks in? Remember we said that we had a big discussion. If you have a wall of just cunning, yeah, without any chassis, yeah, we said that's a schwacher wall, it's not a good machine, okay? And the Mishnah Paskin, based on my going around, that if you have four walls, that's okay. If you only have three, it's no good. Yeah? So it says the Magen Avraham, yeah, that's exactly what's going on over here. If you make this, if your whole sukkah is surrounded in four walls, and you have tanning in all four walls, then that's fine, because, okay, even if it gets munutat, the rope comes undone, and your canvas machistas are no good anymore, it doesn't matter, because you've got this tanning around. Okay? There's the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a second, let's take a step back. Okay, based on the Arama, it says like this. In case you're cunning all around, yeah? Well, I'm just adding my head behind it, yeah? What did we say last week? That was a Psuza Raisa or Psuza Rabbana? If you have three walls of cunning, that Minas Soya, that would be good or that wouldn't be good? What did we say? Do you remember? If you just have cunning, just chesed, yeah? On three walls. No. Okay, where? Midoraita is okay. We shouldn't do that, yeah? So Midoraita is okay, yeah? So says the Eri Arava, and the Mishnah Berurah says this, yeah? That you don't need to have four walls over there. Let's take a step back. The whole thing that your canvas walls around, as long as they tie down properly, that's a great sukkah. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a perfect sukkah. It's just a chashata, like a mazan. Because it's just a chashat of a kamadan, it's enough just to have a kind in three walls. Because that at least you'll be makhaim with the right hand. This is a bonon, and having four walls, you don't have to go that far. The Mishnah Berurah says on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you have to have a kind in all four walls. Which was there, that way, you don't have to go that far. Three walls is sufficient. As long as you have a kind in three walls, that's sufficient. Okay. Yeah. So it comes out like this. Yeah. So these sukkahs, yeah, Mr. Goffman's sukkahs, yeah, made of canvas walls. Yeah? Okay. So let's see. Is it kasha or is it not kasha?
Kasha.
So why is it kasha?
I don't like to think about it.
So why is it kasha? Let's see. Okay, so that's fine. So first of all, if it's tied down properly, yeah, and we said it has to be that it can move a little bit. It can't not be. I mean, the case of the water is the case of the trees. The trees will move a bit. Even if you tie them, it will definitely move a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that is not so clear. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear exactly what
it
is. So someone is saying, So if they tie down properly, and again, it only has to be that it doesn't move up to 10 tokens. Anything about that is not, you don't really need. Okay, so you need up to 10 tokens. Okay, so as long as that's tied down firmly, so the ikka thing doesn't go okay. But the mechaber told us, you've got to be closer, so maybe it would get undone. Okay, so first of all, someone would say that the way they make it nowadays, they're much more chazak, and you don't necessarily have that sense of chazak. Okay, but there's probably words to be machin, okay, so if it's something, it's probably okay, yeah, it's not that mechanic. But, because of this, it's a pleasure to it, just in case something happens, then if you put the tanning, or pasha, if you put the string this way, according to the Mishnah, 3 words is also sufficient, yeah? But, okay, so maybe the choice is that the canvas moves a little bit too much. So if you do on all 4 walls, then the Ikra, then you're okay 100% according to the Mishnah Berurah. You've got the Tash of the Mishnah Berurah then, yes? You've got a machit that, even though it's only offset, it's only the horizontal way, but put it on all 4 walls, that's okay.
You also have the canvas.
Yeah, that's right. So it's not that it's the canvas moves around a bit too much. Okay, so that's why you've got the one for the
Mishnah Berurah. What I'm saying is that it's still that we had before, that having only Shesti or only Eretz, specifically Eretz, there's nothing else. There.
Right.
But here you actually have.
Yeah, again. Only assuming that it doesn't move around. If it moves around too much, then you're going to have a team is not there. Right. Okay, so that's the one for the Mishnah Berurah. And the point of Chazal is, yeah, the canvas, even when it moves around, it doesn't really make a difference. Because without the chashash, yeah, even if it moves around a lot, yeah, it's all attached, it's tight at the top, tight at the bottom, yeah, it's within 3 tefachim at the bottom, it's touching the tuk at the top, the stuff at the top, yeah, so even if it's going to move around and curve around, that's fine, we don't see that that's a problem anyway, okay, so the canvas is better according to the chashash is. Yeah, the shayla of the chassanim is exactly why it helps to have the strings inside. Yeah, that's not the question. The chassanim says that that's possible to write, but it's not very easy to understand. Okay, but just tiny words or just the string by itself, T.O. is not easy to write. Okay, which it's very hard to understand.
What? There's
a
wall. It's
not. Yes, he said it's not. Chazal is not all, but how that fits with the Machab is not possible. Okay, there are those who say that it's only even with forward, it's only a problem that the Rabbanim is right, that it's okay. And in which case, you've got, like we said before, that fine, you've got a great wall because of the canvas. Yeah, you push it, then maybe the wind will come and something will happen and we'll undo it. Yeah, say that, so you'll be left. But at least the derisor, the fact that you have these machitas which are two derisor, then it's okay. So, very according to the Mishnah Berurah, very important question is, it is acceptable to have those. Again, you just have to make sure that you do it properly. Yeah, it has to be within 3 tefachim from the bottom. All the things have to be within 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim, we must be this time, like the lower, the smallest area, yeah, the time lower. 22 or something like that. Yeah, no, that's it. For 3 tefachim, you have to be for the 3 tefachim, the smallest here. Yeah? But you're right, you have to do a meter height for the southern edge. Yeah? So we're maxing it both ways. Yeah? Okay? So, very good, everybody.